direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together, and if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. Several things, and there was actually, during the news, I was trying to see an article that that Bob sent, Engineer Bob, and he always sends me some wonderful stuff, so I thought, well, I'll just read this. And it was, oh man, I'll tell you, 10 minutes here. It was actually one about candy bars ranked. And I thought, well, you know, I've heard a lot of people really dissing Hershey's lately, so let's see what's up with candy bars. And I get this message when I go to the site that you'll be able to see your article and browse freely for 18 hours if you just watch this commercial first. All right, so I figured, how bad could this be? Oh, man. So, for the last, literally, I'd say, conservatively say, 7 minutes nonstop, I'm there. And first it's asking me my age and my weight and my goals. I don't have goals, and on and on. So, when I got to about the 23rd screen, I realized, I'm never going to find out about my candy bars here. And so, right. So I appreciate Bob sending the link, but we'll have to wonder for quite a while. There were a few other things, though, that were easy to discern. One of which was a survey that interested me. You know, more and more we're seeing surveys about people using AI at work, and depending upon their job, that's comforting or confusing, or downright concerning. Well, in this case, yeah, I'm not the least bit concerned, because 16% of U.S. professionals now admit to pretending they use AI just to meet the expectations at work. So, apparently, while we first, when AI, and again, that's somewhat of a misnomer, it isn't actually AI in the sense that it's, that it's going to be HAL from 2001. It's not that yet. But initially, companies banned AI, and they want nothing to do with it. But now, it seems that more often than not, it's not only embraced, but workers are expected to utilize it. In fact, through the survey of employers and employees, 75% of all workers are expected to use AI at work. Now, 1 in 4, 25%, received absolutely no training or guidelines whatsoever. We hope that's the 25% that's not expected to use AI at work, but it's hard to say. 22% feel pressured to use it in situations that make them uncomfortable. And 25% feel overwhelmed by integrating AI, even as 67% claim it energizes their work. So it's interesting that we've gone from AI avoiders to AI curious to AI compelled, and it's in some ways it's reshaping the workplace. But what's really interesting is how it is in fact affecting workers from the standpoint of their comfort with using any of the online tools. And you know, I mentioned that because last week, you'll remember, Fran had called, and Fran is blind, and her doctors, the offices, expect her to use a web portal. Well, unfortunately, the web portals are not in any way optimized for individuals who can't see the screen. They should be, but they're not. And so on and on it goes. But And that's unfortunate. But last night I was talking to another friend who lit along a tooth, and she said, "Don't they understand that not all septuagenarians want a computer?" I kind of laughed. And what she was saying is that she now has doctors who the offices will not talk to her. There's no one to answer the phone, period, at all. Everything is directed to the web portal, no matter what it is. But the problem is there are, you know, a large number. Now, it's a subset. It's not a majority. In terms of majority, most people are fairly comfortable with working online and doing all this. But for the sizable minority who just want nothing to do with it, increasingly, there's no workaround. And that is startling to me. We basically suggested Fran call the office and get a hold of somebody and play the accessible card, because certainly most businesses are expected to be accessible. And the idea that someone had told her, "Well, just get a friend to help you." No, this is your medical records. You know, HIPAA promised you privacy, whether they meant it or not. The bottom line is you shouldn't feel that you've got to have somebody else reading your medical records in order to see them. So, curious what you've encountered. And if you do work, if you are working, whether it's from home or whether it's at a location, does AI in its current sense in any way infiltrate your job? Because I'm curious about that. And I know I get a lot of emails all the time, you know, for the radio stations I own, that'll say, like, use AI to write your copy. And all this, what, I can't write my own copy anymore? You know, and on it goes. But I'm curious what the outlook is on this, and also curious what the end game is. You know, are employers being promised the bill of goods that they'll be able to save on employee costs because AI will just do the trick? Oh, that could be interesting. So 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine, and so will your requests. Playing Billy Bob's next, right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and I must admit that's the first time anyone has ever requested that song. But Billy Bob and Bourbonnais did, 1977, and that, of course, is Hot Chocolate, a British disco group. And So You Win Again was probably not the last thing they had out. Well, that's not true. Everyone's a Winner came out a year later, and that got a lot of airplay, too. But the first thing, too, was probably Emma, which actually of all of them, probably my favorite, but nonetheless, if there's such a thing. We're not going to play Brother Louie. Oh, yeah, they had it. It's all Mickey Most stuff. So Fran is in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Fran.
Hey, Raleigh. Well, I wanted to give you a report on my conversation with my clinic.
Yes.
And it went better than I expected. I was all, you know, I had to kind of gear myself up to go into possible bitch mode. And,
right.
You know, all of that. And I was all geared up to go. And I called and I said, you know, I've got a problem here. I keep getting notifications about things on my chart. And I tried to use my chart and I just couldn't do it. And, you know, I said, what other options do I have? I need these things to be accessible. And she said, oh, she said, well, you're getting these notifications because it shows that you have a MyChart account set up. She said, so I will just deactivate your MyChart account and, you know, explain why and put a notation in your file that you need to be, they'll, I guess, email me if it's something like an appointment reminder or something like that. But if it's something else, they have a note in my file that they're supposed to call me.
Good.
Now, whether or not they do it, you know, that's,
right.
That's the other thing. And that letter that I was so worried about, they read it to me, and basically it was just my referral to... the rheumatologist.
Okay. Yeah, and, so, and that's all fine, but here you are needlessly worrying about what the hell is this letter for literally days, if not weeks.
Yeah, well, she kind of said, because I said, well, you know, I try to do, you know, what I can.
Right.
And, you know, online and so forth, but I'm just, you know, I couldn't do it. And she said, oh, she kind of said, you would have been better off if you hadn't signed up for it.
Right. Oh, absolutely, that's true.
And,
but you didn't know.
Yeah, and I was telling her that I felt pressured to sign up for it.
Right.
You know, because she was so, you know, understanding about it, that, you know, I said, well, you know, I kind of felt pressured to do it and felt like, you know, I wasn't going to get my information if I didn't do this. And
right.
She said, oh, no. She said, you know, this is your medical, you know.
Good.
And if you can't, you know, she said, we have a lot of older people that are not comfortable with it. So it's not just you.
Yeah.
And, you
good.
Know, so, but she said, I will talk to somebody and, you know, about, I guess she was going to talk to somebody about people feeling pressured.
Right. Exactly.
To do this. And because I told her, you know, I said, I tried it before and I couldn't do it. And I thought, well, okay, if I have a sighted person set it up for me. And I said, I don't want other, you know, I could have a family member, but I don't want to do that.
Exactly. Exactly.
I said my only other family member is as blind as I am.
Right.
Because I have no family in the area. So,
right.
You know. So anyway, it went a lot better.
Excellent.
Than I was afraid I was going to. Now I just hope that they follow through. Because you know how it is. They tell you a lot of stuff, but...
oh, absolutely. But if she at least took your account and deactivated it, that's a big first step because nothing will go there. And,
right.
You know, if you've got to call back again a few times to remind them, great. But as long as the account's deactivated, that's a huge first step.
Yeah, because now I don't have to because I've got an appointment on Friday, and it's like they wanted me to check in online on my chart, you know, and
yeah,
all this
and you
stuff,
can't,
but now
you,
I'm not going to get...
Right, you can't do that. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, good going. All right, so that so far ended well. The jury's out long-term if it worked, but it sounds good.
Yeah, and so I'm just... I don't usually like to talk about my health stuff. I like to keep it light when I call, but...
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned because when my last test, they want me to see a rheumatologist because it showed some kind of rheumatoid, something in my blood work.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't say whether it was rheumatoid arthritis, or what it is, but, you know, I've been having a lot of seemingly disconnected symptoms and, you know, haven't been able to get anybody to look at the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know what exactly is an you say you're the autoimmune queen.
Oh, I am, yes.
Is auto,
I am the autoimmune queen.
It means
your body attacks itself. Your body is considering parts of it to be an invader and is trying to do away with them. And it's
hey.
Yeah, right.
Ooh,
and,
that sounds horrible.
It's a huge group of illnesses. It's not just one thing. And yes, there may be an RF factor in your blood, but you know that will, it's going to show antibodies. That won't tell us what you know, autoimmune problem it is. But for instance, like uveitis, which is a secondary autoimmune problem I have, that's where I attack my eyes, and unfortunately. And so, you know, you have to keep that in check. And usually, though, with most autoimmune things, allopathic medicine is beyond clueless, and so they don't, you know, they don't look for a cure, they don't look for a cause. What they do is they mask it, and usually the masking agents of choice turn out to be steroids of some type, prednisone, a big one, nonetheless. So you're, you know, the first thing to do is get a rheumatologist who's going to work with you to find out what you've got. Like I say, I've got several, but, you know, we laugh at what rheumatologists have said over the years. Our favorite, because John goes with me to the appointments, is the guy who said I had incomplete lupus. And so I thought, my God, he invented a disease. How about that? And, you know, and so we don't know yet what, you know, what you're dealing with, but it would not surprise me if there's something autoimmune going on there. Diabetes 1 is autoimmune, you know, where the pancreas just up and stops producing insulin. Diabetes 2, the pancreas is still producing insulin. That's not autoimmune. Your body is just resistant to it. That's a whole different thing. I don't even think they should be called the same
okay,
disease.
Okay, yeah, I'm type 2. I'm not
right.
Insulin dependent or anything.
Right,
but,
right. Well, if
you know,
yeah.
I've had...
Type 2 is not autoimmune, so don't worry about that, you know. And
okay.
So, but, you know, some of your symptoms, particularly the knee pain, is classic. But if it is a form of arthritis, hang on a minute, don't go away. We're going to talk about that, too,
okay.
Coming up right here on WGN Radio.
Day in history, the men of the 7th Cavalry went riding on. And from the rear a voice was heard, a brave young man with a trembling word ran loud and clear.
What am I doing here? Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Hey, Mr. Custer, please don't make me go. I had a dream last night about to come in fight. Somebody yelled attack, and there I stood with the arrow in my back. Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Bushes out there. They moving. And there's the engine behind every one. Hey, Mr. Custer, you mind if I be excused the rest of the afternoon? Hey, Charlie, duck your head.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Larry Verne. Yes, Mr. Custer. Ruth actually requested it, and we'll be talking to her after we're done talking to Fran. And, yeah, it was an interesting thing because that was on ERA. And ERA, at that point, was a new label because Herb Newman and his cousin Lou Bedell broke up. And Lou wound up keeping Dory Records, and Herb got ERA. And it was an interesting group of records that came out. One absolutely not like the other one, although it'd be hard to be like Larry Verne. He also did Mr. Livingston and Abdul's Party, among others. Yeah, and sadly, he's been gone over a decade now. From Minneapolis originally. All right, so back to Fran. The biggest problem with autoimmune Does, and by the way, I should say I heard that little blurb about social media people, offering medical advice. God knows I don't offer medical advice. I'll tell you what I know, but I'm not a doctor. And for God's sakes, do not ever rely on a talk show host. We're disc jockeys who talk too much. All right? No. Get a medical professional. But the problem is that there's in the diagnosis, there's not a real test will say, well, you have this autoimmune condition. And some of the things that they look for to find out if you've got anything going on is your ESR, that's an erythrocyte sedimentation rate, your C-reactive protein, which is a very important test, and that'll measure the inflammation levels throughout your body, and there's others as well. The rheumatoid factor will not necessarily tell you you have rheumatoid arthritis. It also will not necessarily be present even if you do. Likewise for the anti-CCP, which is an antibody test, and once again, it will... It may or may not be illuminating. So that's the deal. But you want to work with a rheumatologist who's good enough to look at all the various possibilities, and there are so many.
Yeah, hopefully I can find, because I'm on the lower tier of the the Medicare and Medicaid, especially the way it's run here. So hopefully I can find somebody that's going to pay attention. The problem is that I've got, so many weird symptoms. I mean, it started with my hands, and then it went to my knee is still, I'm happy that I can walk.
Yeah.
Because my knee is, although it acts up sometimes, but I have pain from my knee down. I have pain in my feet. I'm still having the, abdominal issues. I had to go to ER because I could not urinate nor have a bowel movement.
Right.
Just all these different things. And I just wake up every morning and go, please let me feel okay today.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And you won't be able to predict it. I was mentioning there are various types of arthritis. And for years, medical science didn't know anything about psoriatic arthritis. And in fact, people who had it, they just assumed, well, it's rheumatoid arthritis. It's not. It can affect the joints, tendons, all that. And I'd say if there's one you don't want psoriatic arthritis. Terribly painful. Rheumatoid arthritis, though, what you're describing, very common where, hey, it's in the hands, now it's in the knees, it's in the ankles, what, joints. It wants joints as far as that goes. But there's other forms as well that you probably don't have because you're not giving me those symptoms, like ankylosing spondylitis, and that's going to be mostly spine-type stuff. But the other thing is that you can wind up with systemic problems from lupus that can cause inflammation in joints as well as in organs. So there are many possibilities to that. And so if you've got a good rheumatologist, they're familiar with most of them, and they can hopefully do a more thorough blood workup. And again, it won't point to exactly what you've got, but you'll know how much inflammation you've got going on.
Okay.
And hopefully that'll get to the bottom of it. I'd like to tell you there's a cure, but there's not. What they'll give you is stuff that will, kind of mask it, if you will. I've never heard of anything that actually really worked to help it. But mask it can be good enough when you're in pain.
Yeah, that's all. It's like, okay, I just don't want to be in pain. I'm not one of these stoic people. I do not do pain well. Some people handle it well. I am not one of them. And, dealing with the other depression issues and other things on top of it, and the anxiety. But I had a good conversation today, and I want to mention this because it might help other people. I talked because I had called this place here called Older Individuals Who Are Blind.
Uh-huh.
And they have these all over the place, I guess, and I don't know, different places offer different services, I'm sure, but I'm going to be able to get help with technology.
Good.
Because I do okay, but I could do a lot better. Are a lot of apps, so it's like, I can do my shopping online, but a lot of things I have to say, Gary, can you do this?
Yeah.
Because he's better at that. And I don't I don't cook. You know, I eat mostly frozen dinners and things like that, which are not, you know, the best. So, you know, it's like, oh, I could use some help. And if there's any way to cook, you know, heart healthy stuff that's at least doesn't taste like cardboard, you know, and they're going to show me if I have to use a walker or a support cane. I was asking, you know, how do you use your white cane and a walker or a support cane? Because I explained that, you know, I've been having to have friends help me out because I wasn't able to walk on my own. And every day I get up and go, oh, please let me walk. Because I know the steroid's not going to last forever. But anyway, so they're going to do a technology assessment, and they're helping both Gary and I. They offer tech training, you know, on the iPhone and computer. They offer, cooking assistance, you know, assistance in organizing your stuff. They're more for people who, you know, like a lot of your listeners, Jim and Linda and some others who are losing their sight.
Yeah.
It's more set up for people like that. But, you know, because we're older, we can't get anything from rehab or, you know, a vocation. Unless we're looking for a job, they won't provide us with anything. So this is a wonderful, it sounds so far like a wonderful program. And I'm also going to check, because I have a therapist now, but again, I don't think she really understands.
No.
So I'm going to ask her. One of the things I didn't ask her today, because I'm just kind of signing up.
Right.
But I'm going to ask her if I can find a therapist who is either blind or is used to working with blind people, so they have more of an idea of what I can and can't
right.
do and what is normal and not normal, because it is not normal for me to be housebound.
Of course it's not. No, I know you told me about that therapist, and that, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, that one's fired. But, you know, I'm glad
I fired her, and then I got another one who's kind of the same way.
Well, and so this is, I think you're on the right track asking the OIB or whatever it is in your state, they're calling it OIB. Now, there's only 5 states that I know of that actually has a specific OIB program, and you're one of them. Texas, Arizona, Montana, California, Colorado. That's it. The others, the others, though, do have provisions for this, but they're wrapped in other services, not a dedicated program. So,
I was hoping they had it in Chicago, because I know.
I was hoping they had it in Wisconsin. Jim's in Wisconsin. I was hoping for that.
Jim's in Wisconsin. That's right. Yeah.
They don't. But there's it's a federally funded grant program. And so in Arizona, they call it Independent Living Older Blind, ILOB. So you can call it whatever. But I mean, they utilize it. And so. It'd be interesting. I guess you have to do a deeper dive to find out, for instance, like in Wisconsin, what department is receiving this grant, if any, and if not, how can one? So,
right.
In Texas, it's all part of Texas Workforce Solutions, which is great. And, I think it's wonderful, but I wish more states had it.
Yeah, usually we're not very, you know, a lot of services you can't get in Texas. But
well, it's weird, you know. It's real hit and miss that way. But you absolutely, that Workforce Solutions is great, because they're really keyed to making you independent, period.
Right, yeah. So they will, I think, work with me for up to a year, and then, like, let's say that we move to a different location and we need some orientation in that location, we can reopen the case and do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, because we live in an area that's a little hard to get around. Even Gary, who's got great mobility skills, is kind of stuck, because there's nothing, you know, there's roundabouts and there's
right.
you know, weird intersections. And so, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, he can get some O&M and that sort of thing. And but I really feel positive about that. And, you know, so I feel like finally, you know, maybe there's a light at the end of this tunnel I've been in.
Yeah.
So.
No, it sounds excellent. So good for you. And I think that I'm going to look for what I can find out about Wisconsin. But I think that everybody, no matter what state they're in, should realize there's an OIB program, and it is federally grant funded. Find out what your state has, and if it's not on its own, what department it's occurring under.
Yeah. So I know the Chicago has the Lighthouse for the Blind.
Right. But that's different, and
they
do.
Have a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, but so. Does Illinois, because it'd be a state level, not a city level, but does Illinois have a program? You know, we'll try to find out. I don't see them listed, you know. So that's why I say I assume if they do, it's under another department, which so let's see. Okay, so we're looking for this. Oh, one thing I hate when I'm searching for something is if it's giving me an AI answer, because invariably...
AI drives me nuts.
Oh, I know. You can't turn it off if you remember to do it each time, but okay, there's CSFAGATA Illinois, and apparently there's an older individual blind program in part of it, and so okay. DHS, DRS, Independent Living Services for Older Individuals Who Are Blind. Yeah, so I've got it here, and hopefully I can find one in Illinois as well. All right.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, I think this would be great, you know, especially for people. I can't imagine what it would be like to go blind now. I am so thankful that I was born blind.
Yes, I agree with you wholeheartedly. The idea of, you know, hitting your 60s or beyond and then suddenly losing your vision, your whole life has been keyed to using your vision. So it's got to be a horrible situation. Those who are blind from...
Some people are more visual than others.
Well, right,
you know...
Oh, absolutely. And also, like, for instance, John always had, you know, 20/10 vision. I mean, perfect vision. And so now that it's not perfect anymore, he, like, notices everything, you know, that he can't do, or that glasses will be a problem and all that. Where on the other hand, I have no problem whatsoever because I never saw it. You know, so that kind of stuff. But yeah, I can see it in people, absolutely. If they've been dependent upon their sight, that's exactly what happened. So I'm with you. Yeah, if you've got to do it from birth,
of course.
That's
you're such an audio person. We were kind of Gary and I were joking one time, and we would never wish this on you, of course. But we said, well, you know, Raleigh would make an excellent blind person.
You know, I in many ways that's true, but the other hand is I do thank God that I can see enough that, you know, I can avoid a lot of the pitfalls that you face every day. And that's not lost.
Yeah.
Absolutely not lost on me that, you know, when people say, oh, it's so bad. No, it's not. I am one lucky person. All right. So John says I have to shut up right now.
Okay.
So I will. Okay, bye. All right,
okay,
so, and I know why, too, because Dan is at the helm, and there's a couple of commercial breaks, and I first have to tell you about the Sea Crane Company, but then we will get to Ruth, and we will get to Donna, and we will get to Eduardo next hour. All right, so, you know I love the Sea Crane Company, and if you are a radio fan, you probably are already aware of Bob Crane. He should be knighted. He, years ago, was dissatisfied with the quality of reception in radios being made, even going back to the 80s, and he said, I can do better. And boy, did he. I'll tell you what, the one thing that all the CC radios have in common, and there's several from which to choose, is you get tremendous reception, AM and FM. That AM has the twin coil ferrite antenna, nothing better. That FM is amazing, too. And one of the latest and greatest, top of the line, actually, is the CC Radio 3. And this is what John keeps by his bedside because it has Bluetooth. And as far as that goes, so if you're wanting to listen to radio shows or podcasts or all of that with Bluetooth, it sounds great. Now, the deal, though, is you get killer AM and killer FM reception. You get the emergency band and all the emergency alerts, NOAA weather and all that. You also get the 2-meter ham band, which is a lot of fun. When things are good, you can listen to hams drawn back and forth. When they're not, you may hear information that's not going to be available to you anywhere else. Now, if you listen primarily for voice content, this is arguably worth the price alone, because audio quality for the spoken word really does sound like the host is right next to you. There's separate bass and treble controls, so you can adjust it to your perfect pitch. Of course, there is a digital readout and a timer and a clock and an alarm, a dial light, all those things you would expect, and presets. So it is just a wonderful radio, and you can go to ccradio.com anytime. CC Radio. Look at the CC Radio 3. If you can't go online, give them a call. World's Best Customer Service, 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. You can order online. They'll answer all your questions, but even better than any of that, they'll send you a hard copy of the catalog in the mail. So if you can't go online, you will see it all. But if you can go online, ccradio.com right now. ccradio.com. You look at the CC Radio 3, you tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say. I dig the mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Peter, Paul, and Mary, 1967, Warner Brothers. That was Cindy's request. And we'll be back with Ruth and Donna and Eduardo and James and hopefully you coming up on WGN Radio.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yes, it's the Cookies. Earl Jean on lead there, the second incarnation of the Cookies on Dimension. It was Greg in South Charleston, West Virginia, who wanted to hear three versions of that. I was glad he limited it to three because there's over 50, but he wanted the Cookies, the Beatles, and Carole King, who actually did it on a 1980 album. But interestingly, the Cookies were not the first group to record it, but they were the first group to release it, and they had a hit with it. The first group to record it was the Everly Brothers in 1962, I think in July. It was released 10 years later, as far as that goes, more than 10 years later, probably, maybe 20, around the time CDs came out. Suddenly this emerged. But the Cookies, and then while the Cookies were climbing the charts, the Orlons did it, And then, of course, the Beatles. So we'll play that as well. But yeah, the Cookies, that was a walking soap opera. Obviously, Carole King and Jerry Goffin wrote it, and they were married, and Earl Jean was married as well. And anyway, Earl Jean had Jerry Goffin's baby. It's a long story. Oh, man. All right, so Donna, first-time caller in Roselle, Illinois, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm okay.
Well, thank you for calling. I'm so glad you did.
I've been listening to you. I can't even remember the first time I turned it on. I'm like, wow, this is so interesting. And I feel like I know, you know, your call, the people that call in. Like, I have to call one of these days. And I have a lot going on in my life right now. And I'm just struggling with so many different, you know, did you ever feel like you're just juggling? I know you do. Like you're juggling a million things at one time. Well, that's me right now.
Yeah, overwhelmed. Anyway. I more than get it. So let's parse it out. Yeah. What's going on?
Okay. All right, let's talk. The first thing that's on my mind right now, the first and foremost, is I live in a home I've been renting for 16 years. Mm-hmm. The home is, I keep it immaculate. It's a beautiful, it's an old home. It's an old bungalow. And I love it here. It's very charming. It's got all the original fixtures. I just love the house, okay? I live here. My son lives here, too. He's 41 years old, but he doesn't want to leave me. So,
okay.
Anyway, it's on a big property, just mm-hmm. beautiful, okay? The problem is, well, I have two current problems. I haven't had air conditioning in 9 weeks.
Oh, man. Okay.
And this heat. Okay.
Oh,
so, but that, and they basically told me they're not going to put a unit in. That's
well,
what they basically told me.
Yeah, maybe you may love it, but that might not be long-term where you're staying.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but the other problem, which for me, because it's coming to, the summer's coming to an end, and we did purchase two, like, portable units, not window units, but like to go in the room, you know. It's not as bad, but I haven't been able to turn my oven on, and I have so much zucchini in my garden, I can't even make my zucchini.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, yeah.
And of course,
like,
with those room units, you're dealing with the humidity and all that kind of stuff. I know.
Exactly. It's horrible. My son, basically, he's upstairs, and there's two big bedrooms up there, and he's got, like, one that he uses for his TV and stuff, and like a little living room, and then the other one, he has his bed. You know, he's got his bedroom in there.
Mm-hmm.
So he took a thermometer up there with him the other night, like a, you know, like a actual, not like a thermometer that when you're sick, the other kind.
Yeah, right.
It was 92 degrees upstairs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not surprising.
Yeah. In the back, it was in the area where his computer and stuff is,
not in
his bedroom where he sleeps.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's forget about the air conditioning for now because I'm over it. They've already told me they're not going to replace it and this and that. But I have been telling them for years, I've been here 16 years, I've probably been telling them for 15 years, that I think there's black mold in the basement.
It's an
old house.
Mm-hmm.
And it floods every time it rains.
Yeah.
Every single time it rains, there's water. So I've gone around taking pictures now.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so this is my question. There's a lot more to it, but this is my question. She finally, because I kind of told her, if you don't, I'm going to get it tested.
Right.
She's always says, it's not mold. It's mildew. It's black spots on everything.
It's black everywhere. Right. It's probably mold.
And
yeah. So
I'm 71 years old. I'm not the healthiest person. I've got some stuff going on, but I worry about the health issues that it can cause.
No, you should. She's going to test it. How is she going to have it tested?
I told her the other day, I texted her and I said, look, if you're not going to get it done, I will do it. It's about $300, I was told, and I'll just deduct it from my rent next month, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then that usually gets her attention. Okay, so she said, I have someone coming up tomorrow, she told me. She texted me today. So I'm like, okay, good, great. My concern, I'm not prepared to move, you know. And I don't know if legally she can make me move out. I'm like 99% sure it's going to come back and say, yep, you've got black mold. It's got to be remediated.
Okay.
Whereas they wouldn't spend money on air conditioning. I think it costs a fortune to have it remediated, right?
So it can. You're getting ahead of the story though, I'm going to walk through every bit of this with you because I don't know if you know that I have great exposure to this. The first time I had black mold was actually 1978. What had happened, I was in a place that flooded and my apartment, my records, my albums that were on the floor, about 300-400 of them, developed mold. Now, at this point, I'm fairly young. I don't think about it. I'm cleaning them off. And after about 3 days, my mucus turned black. And then the fever hit. And so I go to the doctor, and turns out that I have mold spores in my lungs. Well, anyway, they were there for probably 30 years or something, but for a year I had fever, and to this day I have a lot of scarring on my lungs. All right, fine. So that's one incident. Now let's move forward to 2001, where we were living, sounds similar to what you have, at 5 acres of land on Chad's Ford, beautiful house, older though. And, you know, when I was there, I didn't know. I felt just a little off. Well, I took a mirror off the wall, and behind the mirror was just, it looked like black velvet, but it wasn't. And so I just took some water and Clorox and cleaned it off. Well, you know what's coming. Next day, I start to develop knee problems. And I even said to John, and he said, oh, you're being a drama queen. Well, within a month, I stopped walking. And it was several months before it occurred to us what this was. What happened was after about 6 months, and literally I couldn't make transfers. John had to lift me out of a chair for me to stand. And we went away, and suddenly I started feeling better. He noticed it. He said, my God, you got out of the car. You know, so we had it tested. Surely to God, it was exactly what we thought. And I got out of there, but I had to stay there another 3 months before we did because I was doing a radio show from there. Bottom line after that is it took 2 years for me to regain full walking function. And I finally did. But so I believe strongly in black mold. Black mold, by the way, comes in many, many varieties, like Aspergillus or Stachybotrys. I mean, you got a lot of kinds. So first you want to know what it is. But as far as can it affect your health, you betcha. Now, interestingly, the last place we were living in Globe, beautiful house, gorgeous view. John started developing migraines. I was not affected that time, but he was getting migraines 4 days a week, and this was going on for like 8 years. He went to every kind of doctor in the world. Well, bottom line, the upshot is we leave the place, and within less than a month, his headaches go away. They never returned. So we started doing a little research, and oh yeah, we discovered the root of the problem. So mold is not something to fool around with. But in terms of black mold, all is not created equal in terms of what it is. But I'm worried about your question when you say, can she make me move? Because given what you've got going on with the air conditioning, which is untenable, you can't do this long term, and mm-hmm. this, you're better off moving. I know. Yeah. I know you don't want to, but you yeah. add that air conditioning issue, and the reality, I guess, if you have windows and can do window units, you got to stop doing these room air conditioners because the humidity is ridiculous on that, and it's not something that in the summer is going to be comfortable. It will be 92 degrees, and you don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So I think as far as that goes, you're either, if you are staying, you've got to get window units in some level so you really air condition the place before next year.
Well, the units that we have, they do vent out through the window, and then there is a cycle or a setting you can put it on that says dry, which I think does pull the I don't know for sure, but anyway.
Well, if you can get that cool enough without much moisture, you're fine, but I don't know if you'll get it cool enough. But anyway, let's get back to the mold. You know, there are a number of testing you can do on your own where you buy the kit very cheaply at Home Depot and then you mail it back and it's, I don't know, $45, $50 mm-hmm. bucks or whatever. And that will give you some information. Of course, you're not going to be really scraping surfaces. You're talking about what's in the air. I'd ask the guy, you're going to be there when they come tomorrow, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I would ask them for their credentials. All right.
Okay.
Are these people actually credentialed to test for this? And I'd ask them for information on what tests they were doing.
Okay.
You know, now, have you or your son had any health problems, kind of mysterious health problems you can't pin down?
Well, about 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with, I'm diabetic, but I've got that under control through diet and exercise. Okay. But I developed liver disease.
Uh-huh.
I have, and when you said about the knees a little bit ago.
Yeah.
I was in a car accident 3 weeks ago. It'll be 3 weeks tomorrow, where a girl just pulled out of a parking lot and slammed into, she T-boned me.
Mm.
I'm starting physical therapy Thursday.
Oh,
and
man.
My knees, though, are killing me. Like when I go up and down stairs, when I stand up. And I didn't hit my knees in the accident, and that's why I'm like, why are my knees so sore?
Well,
it could be
in terms of environmental, but you want to kind of grill this guy. Like there's things like the National Association of Mold Professionals and all that. There's all sorts of certifications to look for, like CMI and all that. But he's a mold remediator. Ask him, what are your certifications for this? What just be conversational, not like you're attacking him. But, there's ACAC, I think that's American Council for Accredited Certification, and they've got a CRMI, which is for mold. But there's a ton of them, but I'd ask him, and you want to make sure that he's not shady, and basically he has absolutely no experience with this whatsoever. Find out, and then ask him what kind of test he's doing and what kind of results could he get. Not that would he get. We don't know what he'll get till he gets it,
right.
But what could he get? You know.
See, and I did ask my primary care doctor about how can I be tested to see if I have mold allergies.
Right.
She said there's no such blood test or anything like that, and it's never showed up in my blood before.
Well, there actually is. There's an IgE test, but whether or not that's something you'd want to do, I don't know. It's not invasive or anything, but there are tests. The problem is that they're not tremendously good.
Okay.
All right. So, but there are. But more than anything, the symptoms. If you're having a lot of these symptoms, like you say, that seem to be, you don't know why you're having them. One thing you can do, also ask your doctor for, like a CRP. That's a reactive protein test. It'll tell you what kind of inflammation's in your body. So if you're reacting to it.
And the only other thing I have is I've for a long time now, I get constant chest congestion, but it's almost like my sinuses are draining constantly. I'm always blowing my nose, and I think that might be one of the things.
That absolutely could be. The thing is, it can be anything from headaches to that to bleeding lungs. I mean, everything is there. So that's one of the problems, because it's not easy to pinpoint it. But, you can find out if you have mycotoxins. There are tests for that. John says, shut up. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay where you are.
Okay.
All right. And we'll continue to talk after this on WGN Radio.
My baby's got me locked up in chains, and they ain't the kind that you can see. Oh, these chains of love got a hold on me, yeah. Chains, well, I can't break away from these chains.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's the Beatles version of Chains, and Greg wanted to hear that as well. He says it's his favorite. In America, that was on the VJ album, Introducing the Beatles, in 1964, but it was cut the year before that. All right, so, and we'll get to the Carole King version, which she did when she put on an album in 1980, redid a lot of her stuff, some of which very, very nice. All right, now we're talking to Donna, a first-time caller. As I say, Donna, in thinking about this, I'm most concerned that you sound like your real question is, do you have to leave your house? Can they throw you out? The answer to that is dependent. Dependent on what they find, they may be able to do that, but I'm concerned why you'd want to stay given this.
Well, my feeling is, okay, first of all, my rent is extremely reasonable compared to what's available out there mm-hmm. for the size of home it is and everything. And she knows that, and she's telling me, well, you know, you should be paying this much, you know, for that house and this and that. If the house is safe to live in, if they make it where it's safe, I want to stay.
Yeah.
You know, but they'd have to, you know, fix, you know, take care of that. I'd have to show me that you're fixing it, you know. And so if that was the case, I'd want to stay because I do like the house. And it's very, very affordable for me, too.
All right. Well,
that's basically it.
All right. Yeah, air conditioning be damned. But you're saying, given everything, if I can stay, I want to stay, but I want to be healthy. All right. Your first thing tomorrow is to find out what this guy's certification is and what tests he's doing. The next thing is, no matter what your landlord says, you want a copy of the results. You don't want her telling you. You know, you have to read it directly from them, period. And they won't give you that, nor should they, because you're not the client. But she should give you that. And you absolutely want to find out about that. Now, if you continue to have, like, respiratory problems and things like that, you know, there's over 100,000 different molds, as far as that goes. And, you know, the interesting things that I always say that, yes, and there's a million different reactions. You know, some of it you're not going to be affected by at all. But if you're continuing to have symptoms, you probably want to do a little more in-depth testing. And there's a lot of things you can do. But at this point, that's not your question. Your question is, well, what will happen if, you know, if they discover something? Well, firstly, it depends what they discover.
I'm hoping she's been telling me for 15 years it's not mold, it's mildew.
Well, no, that's a ridiculous thing to say.
I know, but I think it's because they know what it is and they don't want to have to be responsible because I think it's very expensive to remediate.
Yes.
And then they've got to fix the flooding problem too, you know. So I guess, you know, I mean, I'm at the point where it's like, you know, I'm just done. I want to be done with this. I don't want to have to worry about it anymore. I always say the reason I rent is because if something goes wrong,
you can move.
I don't have to. Right. I don't have to worry about it, fix it. But I'm 71 years old. I've been out of a job for over a year. I'm looking for a job. If any of your other callers know of anybody that's hiring in the western suburbs, I'm very good. I worked remotely for the Illinois Housing Authority for almost 4 years, and I did very well, but the funding got cut, so I got laid off.
Yeah.
So if anybody knows of any remote work, let me know. But I... you know, I just have, and I'm dealing with this accident I was in. I've got to start physical therapy. You know, it's like I have just so much going on. But I'm trying to focus on just one thing at a time. And, okay, I can get this taken care of, you know. So tomorrow, but you're giving me good advice. I guess, you know, I think from what I've read, and I hate reading things because you get so many different opinions online. That if it is mold, and if they may force me, because I don't know if she has to report that to the city or anything. We're unincorporated where we're at, but I don't know if that would be something that they would have to report, you know, to whoever gets that, you know, information, and they would say, you know, you have to move. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, yeah, right. They basically, you're afraid they'll condemn it. No, I understand that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Now, let me ask you, you're focused on the stuff you can see. What I'm concerned about are air ducts. I want them to test the air ducts.
Okay.
Because probably they've never cleaned the air ducts. I assume you have some form of central heating?
When the heat, when we turn the heat on, the furnace is down there. But the HVAC guy, when he was here 9 weeks ago, he told me that the air conditioner's 40 years old. That's why it's not working, because it's all fried. But he said, I told him that they need a new furnace too.
Well, and that's something that they'd have to do. I don't think they could legally rent it if they weren't giving you heat. But what I'm saying, how does the heat get from the furnace to the room? Are there air ducts?
Through vents.
All right. Yeah, well, see, those, though, bingo, those are the vents. I'm much more concerned about the vents than whether the unit's working.
That makes sense.
All right. And
all
so a buildup on that can be just deadly, or certainly uncomfortable. Now, let's talk about the next thing. Is this place carpeted?
This floor is not carpeted. It's oak floors. Upstairs is carpeted. We carpeted it upstairs.
Okay. So the carpet's relatively new.
It's a year and a half.
Oh, fine.
Old, yeah.
Fine. I didn't want you sitting there on 50-year-old carpets. All right.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Well, it sounds to me like, yes, where you can see the mold, you know, and the furnace room and all that, and the air ducts are the two issues that I would say immediately. I would not ignore those air ducts because that can be, and, you know, that should be cleaned regularly anyway, and my guess is they never have cleaned it, period.
Never.
Right. Well, never. So even apart from mold, you've got the potential for other toxins.
Right.
So,
and I'll tell you, there is every color of stuff down there. I mean, it's not just in one spot; it's everywhere.
Well, if
it's
you're
on the floor,
if you're talking about if you're talking about that, it's definitely mold. And mold is Technicolor. People don't realize how many colors it comes in. But again, it's not all a problem for everyone. But the thing is, even if it's not what you'd call quote-unquote toxic mold, you know, black mold, the reality is that with 100,000 different forms of, you know, we're talking about fungus, basically, with 100,000 different forms of this, you can be sensitive to any one of them. So, you know, that's, and of course, if this thing is relatively, you know, if it's flooding on a regular basis.
Every time it rains.
Well, then, of course, you've got mold. But you may have more than mold. You may have viruses and bacteria. You know, that's not just you know, the big M. There's more than it. And you may be living in harm's way as far as that goes. Firstly, the fact that she can see it, this should have been scrubbed to begin with. You know, that bottom line to that.
Well, I she was trying to wipe it off of some. There's like some too old. There's an old refrigerator and an old stove. I mean, very, very old, like from the 20s probably, that are down there. And they must have been the original appliances here at one time. They're not on or anything. They don't work. But the one has got these little, it looks like somebody splattered black spots on it.
Yep.
And she was wiping it. And I said, I don't think you're supposed to touch it or wipe it because you're putting the spores into the air, I think.
You're right.
So don't mess with that, you know. So, and I don't want to clean it.
No.
I don't want to clean it.
Not going to do it. No. You know, hopefully the guy who's coming tomorrow is certified and knows his stuff. You can point out all this and ask him about cleanup. I wouldn't think you'd have to leave the home, but the question is she willing to belly up to the bar and actually fix it if there's a real problem?
Yep, that's
and
what I'm thinking.
My guess is this person is not going to do that. Now, the question is, do they have to do it? And you're Cook County, right?
DuPage.
DuPage County, okay. You know, you can find out, I'm sure, that they've got regulations about this. And you can find out what they're, you know, what would be required. And if she's resistant and it is required, you absolutely can turn her in.
Yeah, and that's, everybody says, Donna, you need to just report her. Report it. The air conditioning and the mold.
But you're afraid of the blow. Like, you're afraid of the blowback. I understand that. You're afraid that she'll say, get out of town. No, believe me.
Exactly.
I understand that. You've got a dog in the hunt. You don't want to upset the apple cart. But depending on what it is, you may have no choice. You also don't want to put yourself in harm's way.
Well, that's what it's come down to. You know what? I'm not going to save a couple $100 a month. I don't want to put myself in the grave either. You know, so.
So that's what I mean. So we need to find this out. And if the guy is certified and we'll do a thorough inspection, and if if you ask him to do the ducks and he says, oh, no, I'm just here for that. No, then you got to tell her, you got to do the ducks. I got to know.
Okay.
You know.
It's actually so bad down there. I mean, the pipes on the ceiling are just dripping because of the humidity. So it's dripping water everywhere besides the flooding from the rain, you know. Okay. So it's like, you know, they're sweating, I guess they call that, you know, the pipes.
Yeah, right, right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Fairly common. All right. In DuPage County, there is no specific state law directly mandating landlord to fix mold issues, and there's nothing in the county. Landlords are generally obligated to provide a habitable space. Well, yeah, but let's define what that means. So the fact that there's no federal law prohibiting it, or mandating it, you would need there to be a DuPage law, and I don't think there is.
Okay, so she doesn't have to fix it.
I don't think so, but still, I'd call the county health department and ask, because it would be a county thing.
Right.
It's not a federal thing, but there may be.
Okay.
I'd definitely call the health department, even anonymously, to find out what all the information is. You know, information is power. You don't have to tell them anything.
Right.
Just ask them. You know,
just ask a question.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
Right.
I
exactly.
Yeah.
And that
I don't want to. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to be mean about it either. I'm trying to be nice about it too.
Well, I'm actually past that, given the way you're being treated. What it sounds like to me is this landlord knows that you're getting a good deal and figures, well, screw you. You get nothing. You just pay. You know, and so that's not being nice. So we're not necessarily going to be nice. You know, as far as that.
Yeah,
goes.
That's why I'm calling you, because that's kind of how I'm feeling right now too. My son sat here the other night and said, you know, he goes, I hope they live next door to me. They live, like, there's a lot in between us.
Mm-hmm.
And my son said, Mom, I can't believe, I bet they're laying in their air conditioning. And how can they do this to us? We've been here 15 years. They know you're not the healthiest person in the world. And, you know, things like that. How do you live with yourself?
Well,
you know,
you're not going to be able to, you know, legislate someone's good behavior, obviously, unfortunately.
Right. No. I know.
So, one of the problems in Illinois is the state does not license anybody to perform mold testing. So, that's why you kind of want to know what the contractor has to say about his experience or whatever certification he's gotten. So, the state doesn't test for it, and the state doesn't require anyone conducting environmental services to do this. So the question becomes, becomes finding out what the guy knows through his own independent certification. All right, I want you to do this. I want you to call me back tomorrow night and tell me what you found out.
I promise.
I'm counting on it.
Thanks.
All right, Donna. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Okay, Raleigh.
Okay, good.
Bye.
I want to hear about this. All right, so we'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio.
My baby's got me locked up in chains, and they ain't the kind that you can see. Whoa, these chains of love got a hold on me. Yeah.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's for Greg in South Charleston. That's the third of his trilogy there of Chains. And that's the Carole King version. It's from an album called Pearl.
Pearls, and it was a lot of the early Goffin King stuff. One Fine Day is on it. No, no, not my baby. So it's pretty good album if you like the early King Goffin stuff. All right, so now after the news, we're going to get to Catherine, who has the same problem. But let's see before the news. Well, this is Ruth, so I'm going to tell her up front. So Ruth, this is a preamble. I've got less than a minute before going to news. So give me the highlights, and then we'll get back to you. Well, I don't have to worry about it. Ruth hung up. All right, sorry about that, Ruth. Ruth is nice, but she's pretty long-winded. So, all right, we'll get to Catherine and McHenry, who's got the same problem, she says, regarding mold. Yeah, don't fool around with it, especially if you've got symptoms. But it's so weird. Earlier today, you know, we've been moving out of this one location and putting it in three of our other locations. And, you know, John thought that he had sequestered the albums that had the most mold. And I know, don't even ask. And he picked up a stack for me to file and, you know, slammed them together and releases mold everywhere. I mean, you know, airborne everywhere. And of course, where does it land immediately? Right in my eyes. Yeah, because I was front and center to this stuff. And so ever since then, I've been running water and other things through my eyes saying, please, I don't want a fungus. All right. So it's weird that we're talking about that tonight, since we're kind of dealing with that and hoping that we're not, but fools that we are. All right. So that's where we'll pick it up next hour. Catherine, Eduardo, James, and Cindy, and you two right here on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Norma Jean Wright. Yeah, it was Eduardo in Tampa wanted to hear that. And that's the only album she ever did. Now, that's not to say it's the only singing she ever did. Of course, she was in Chic and did a lot of stuff with Nile Rodgers. In fact, Nile co-wrote and co-produced Saturday and everything on that one album that she had. But she also was a backup singer on a lot of records, whether it's Madonna or Aretha Franklin or Sister Sledge or Randy Crawford, you name it. So, but that Saturday, one of the three singles that came from that one album that Norma Jean that was released in 78 on Bearsville. All right, so Catherine is in McHenry. All right, welcome to WGN Radio. What's happening?
Good morning. When you were talking to Donna,
yes,
I'm a nighttime person, so I'm out here looking at the sky, listening to you, and I hear Donna talking, and I'm going, is that me?
Ah.
am I, and I just could relate to so many things. I've been to so many ologists, and nobody could find anything.
Yeah.
Went to a pulmonologist. It passed all my breathing tests.
All right.
Ended up being ENT, ear, nose, and throat.
Right.
And here's how this came about. In 2015, I had implants put in. And they were the kind where the spikes, they're not permanent implants. You take them out. And when they did that, they nicked my sinus cavity.
Ooh.
And for 5 years, I had nosebleeds. And I'd go get it cauterized. And I'd get a nosebleed. And this went on for years and years and years. And all of a sudden, you know, the COVID comes, your immune system's down. And I can't get rid of this horrible cough for years. And it turned out I went to the mold days.
Right.
I've got great landlords. My landlords are wonderful. And I do have reasonable rate in McHenry. People will kill for my house.
Yeah.
But you know, I hope it's not mold for Donna. But if she hasn't tried an ENT, it's worth the copay, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. When her primary care provider said there weren't any tests, I didn't like that because there's a lot of things. It won't specifically tell you what you're dealing with, but it will at least tell you if there's an issue. And, I think there's a lot of ways to go on this, and I agree with you. It'll be interesting. Hopefully she'll call us back tomorrow night, and we'll find out what happened. But so now the implants, is that dental implants you got?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Okay.
I had suspicion all along that something was going on, but I had other things going on in life, and dental was the least of my concern at the time, but damn.
Yeah.
If I've been putting up for 10 years like this, look out.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, the body is interesting how it will react to things. And, medical science would like to think that there's, cookbook medicine and one size fits all. But the reality is that we're all individuals. And when you start implanting things, you never know what you're going to get.
Oh, you're so right. You're so right.
Yeah. Yeah. All these. I was going to say,
I wish Donna well, and
thank you.
Hope nothing serious. I spoke to you about 3 years ago when I was in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
I remember the question and all, and it was so much fun to talk to you, and I'm glad to talk to you again, and I love your show.
Well, thank you, and I hope you'll make it a habit, Catherine. We want to hear from you more often.
Oh, but all I do is bitch and complain.
That's fine. That's fine. We're your one-stop bitching place.
And you're cheap.
That's right. I don't charge. You're absolutely right. So, yes, I expect a call. All right. Thanks.
I'll send you a prize in the mail.
No, that's right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Okay, good night.
Right, yeah. Oh, man, I know we're so far behind on prizes. But, as we've been doing this move, every time I see CDs or whatever, prizes! So God knows what you'll get or when you'll get it. But the certificates are fun. But, yes, when you play Monday Night Trivia, hopefully you're doing it just for the fun of it. And eventually you get something. But for God's sakes, don't hold your breath waiting or you won't make it. Eduardo in Tampa, welcome back to WGN Radio. What's happening?
Hey, Riley, thank you for playing that Saturday request.
Yeah, hope you liked it.
Yes. Well, yeah, I mean, anything. I don't know how to pronounce these names, but some people, how they on the cheek?
Chic. Chic. Yeah, chic. Yeah.
Okay, I always mispronounce, and I got to get better on these.
Oh, that's all right. I mean, the way it's spelled, it looks like chick, but it's chic.
No, I don't want to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so Saturday, speaking of Saturday, so I did the Bucks game. So there's a couple events, and they had I was stationed at one of them because according to the Tampa PD is that somebody can actually toss something in those events, and obviously that would cause harm to the people in attendance. So I was guarding one of those with a walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
With another person. I don't know where the other one was, but I was on the West End.
Okay.
So, yeah, but I get to see people coming in. It was good to see the parents, the grandparents, you know, everybody come in. There was no trouble, no fight.
Good.
Everybody was in good behavior. So, yeah.
Good.
It was the first time I actually, you know, worked a sports game.
Nice.
To my knowledge.
All right. Good.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. You know, so far, even with the concerts, I get to work a different assignment. So the 23rd, you know, be the next game. So, you know, we'll see. Maybe good. I'll be upstairs. Maybe I'll be inside somewhere. So, but yeah.
Good.
It was nice. Yeah, getting there.
Well, excellent. All right.
Yeah, and so tomorrow, my mother's picking up that I think they call it a Holter monitor or something like that.
Uh huh. Yeah, for the
so
heart, she'll
I'll
do the month long thing.
It, later.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's,
so
it's
she's gonna have to wear that for a while.
Yeah, a month. You know. But it's pretty non-invasive and not a problem. She'll have no trouble with this.
So what if you want to take a shower? What's up with that?
Well, depending on your model, some are waterproof and some you'll take off.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll probably know that tomorrow then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They'll tell you everything as far as that goes. You know, I wouldn't worry about that. You'll get more information than you want. Now, if it's, a Zio, and it may be a Zio. And there, mm-hmm. That's fairly common. If it's a Holter, I would not take a shower with it. But if it's Zio, I would probably, or even Heartbug. You don't want to take a bath with them. A shower, yes. You don't want to go swimming with them. But but the Zio or the Heartbug, yeah, you can take a shower. Not with that Holter, but they're going to tell you whatever it is. But usually they're Zios.
Okay.
But you'll know.
Okay.
I'm sure they will not let you leave the place without detailed instructions.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll know. Yeah, I'm sure we'll have knowledge about how to go about doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
hey, just one more thing. Hey, it was last week, and one of Mo Kelly's people got into an accident.
Yeah.
Apparently, they were racing, and this guy hit the technical guy hit the guardrail because maybe he was trying to avoid the other car that was speeding.
Okay.
Broke his spine. He had two surgeries, and I think he's at Howard or something, Howard UCLA, something like that. And he's going to be fine. They were interviewing his mother, and he'll be out for a while. But thank God that what happened is that two people pulled him out of the burning car.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Otherwise, that would have been it. So...
Yeah, that's pretty good. I heard the blip on that, actually, on KFI about that, because it was the 105 freeway, which is a very small freeway at the 110 interchange. It goes to LAX, and that's the last freeway they built, and that was probably built it around 1990. And it was interesting because the freeway cost $1 million a mile. Now, some people said $1 million a foot. No, it's $1 million a mile.
Okay.
But the reason that it was costly was it went through Watts, and they bought everybody's house. They not only paid them for their house, but they gave them job training and education and everything else because they were trying to kind of calm the waters since they were, basically destroying a section of Watts. And so there was a lot of money under that freeway. So that's neat that people and from there they would have taken them to UCLA Harbor. That's usually where
there you go.
Yeah. And that's usually where you'd wind up. And
you're from it. You're everywhere. Yeah. You know.
Well, I'm born in Los Angeles, so
there you go.
Harbor's actually it's kind of off the 110. It's in Carson, so that'd be about the closest.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a nice facility, actually. Not a good neighborhood, but it's a nice facility.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you for the background on that. I wouldn't have known about that. So,
Now you do. All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay, Riley. Okay. We'll talk another time. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks. Okay, bye. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Riley on WGN Radio.
You better believe it, baby. You better believe it, baby. Whoa.
Don't you know you got
hypnotize. You give my heart love and an exercise. I don't you know I wanna be your man. You turn me on when you hold my hand. Oh yeah, I wanna love you. Oh yeah, I got to love you. You better believe it, baby. You better believe it, baby. Oh, don't you know you're everything to me. Every kiss you give me, I'll give three. I love the way you tease me. I love like ours is oh so pleasing. Oh yeah, I wanna love you. Oh yeah, I got to love you. You better believe it, baby.
Chubby Checker. Yeah, you better believe it, baby. And that Jim had asked, Jim Wisconsin, as we play some Chubby Checker for him, and we did. So, 888-876-5593. All right, before we get to James and Cindy, I just saw this on the screen, and there's a story here. So, Laura in Willowbrook, welcome back to WGN Radio. What the hell happened? Laura. Oh, no, Laura hung up. Oh, no. And this was a good story, too. She said she got pulled over yesterday, and they just towed her car away. All right, Laura, call us back. Tell us about that. Expiring minds want to know. All right, so with that in mind, we have James on the south side. What's up, James?
How are you? How are you feeling?
I'm probably doing better than Laura right about now.
I did have, well, I'll say my request first, but I do have some comments.
All
okay,
right.
My first request is, Patsy Cline, Why Can't He Be You?
Okay.
And my second request is, I think it's called Le Freak by Chic or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely Le Freak by Chic. It exists.
Yeah, and my third one is basically Georgia.
Okay, I think we played that for you before, but all right.
Also, I did come across that. Apparently, Coca-Cola's going to come out with the sugar.
Supposedly. Yeah. We'll see. They said they are. They're not discontinuing anything. They're just adding it. Now, what I'm going to be curious about is, do they mean it? Will it be sugar and sugar only? What else will be in this?
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Okay. Yeah, but also about this mold thing.
Yes.
Now, I got it. Okay, I'm wondering, does anybody consider a dehumidifier?
Well, if you've already got the problem, a dehumidifier won't help. You can use a dehumidifier if you're trying to not get the problem, but once you've got the problem, no, you're out of luck. I'm a big believer in dehumidifiers in areas where they're needed.
Yeah, and the other thing that kind of like, okay, I'm wondering, this flooding thing. Okay, what part did like the then unincorporated area?
Yes, yes.
I'm not certain whether a governmental body has anything to do with like.
Well they don't. They don't. I looked that up. They don't have that luxury. There's no federal or state or county law on it.
Oh boy.
Yep.
She's kind of like really kind of screwed.
Well,
there.
You know, I mean, she'll see what happens tomorrow. But, you know, it's one of those deals. And I have a lot of people in my life who they're just like, I don't want to leave here. And my answer, of course, is always get out now. But if she can make it habitable, that'll be good. We'll find out what's going on.
Yeah, because that's a little scary when I think about it. You don't want mold spores getting into you.
Well, yeah, you got them forever. And, you know, anytime I do an X-ray or whatever, they say, well, for an ex-smoker, your lungs look pretty good because they're all scarred up. And I'm like, yeah, but I've never had a cigarette. That's mold spores. And then they kind of, they're like, oh, yeah, well,
and
yeah.
And of course, then the doc really has to bite his tongue.
Well, that's it. Yeah. Well, you've ended the half hour, and I will get your requests on, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. You take care.
You too. Thanks. Okay. All right. So that's where it is. Oh, Laura called back. Okay, Laura, stay there. After the news, we're going to find out about this on WGN Radio.
Aw, freak out. You freak, says she. Freak out. Aw, freak out. You freak, says she. Freak out. Have you heard about the new dance craze? Listen to us, I'm sure you'll be amazed. Big fun to be had by everyone. It's up to you, surely it can be done. Young and old are doing it, I'm told. Just one try and you two will be sold.
I'm Raleigh James, and that is Chic. That's one of James's requests, Le Freak, 1978, and that was on Atlantic. All right, so Laura called back. All right, Laura, I can't wait to hear this story.
Well, it starts out odd and gets weirder, more weird as it went along.
Let me hear it.
Okay. All right, well, last night, about 3 o'clock in the morning, I just got this urge to, like, okay, instead of walking the dog around the parking lot, let's go take a ride. So here we are, 3 o'clock in the morning, of course, pitch black, driving around the neighborhood, and there's nobody on the road except me. And, oh, and then I look in my rearview mirror, I says, oh, that's a car, like, in the middle between two lanes going one direction, two lanes going another, and a car in the middle. I says, I bet that's a cop car. I says, and I thought to myself, I says, well, gee, I wonder how long it's going to take them to pull me over, because Downers Grove, for some reason, likes to pull me over. So I'm driving along. Sure enough, 3 minutes later, sirens go off, flashing lights. I'm like, okay, I know I didn't do anything. So I'm like, okay, what is he going to pull me over for this time? The police, for some reason, like to pull you over. We were changing lanes. Or you didn't put your signal on long enough. They like come up with some stupid harebrained reason.
Okay.
They're like, well, you were changing lanes and you didn't put your turn signal on long enough. They're like, okay. So you don't argue with the police. You just go with it.
Right.
So, and then, of course, I'm like, okay, I've got a dog in the car. I'm 3 o'clock in the morning. I know he's trying to catch people drunk or something.
Right.
So he comes up to my car, and I says, oh, and of course, silly me, this part is my fault, is I didn't bring my driver's license or my insurance card.
Oh, so no. Oh, God.
I know, right?
No,
so like,
no. Oh.
Yes. So that didn't help. So he says, have you been drinking, ma'am? Because I'm... And right. I know darn well they're looking for drunks at this
right,
hour
of course,
of the day.
Right, of course, of course.
Like, who else would be on the road except idiots that are going to work or drunks? And me.
I said,
exactly, and me. I'm an idiot. But I says, well, sir, if you could, I says, there's no way, because I just don't drink. I said, and so he went along with that. And so I says, well, I don't have my license, but I've got it memorized. I'd be glad to read it off to you.
Yeah.
So he's like, so I'm waiting for, he's like, well, wait here, I'll be back. So, of course, you know, they run your plates and all that crap. He comes back. He says, well, you can't be driving. I says, what do you mean? He says, your license is canceled. I says, what do you mean my license is canceled? My driver's license is canceled? Yeah, he says, that was canceled in February of 25. I says, what? I said, what do you mean it was canceled in 2025? I says, and then I'm thinking to myself, oh, I remember something. He says, and I thought to myself, oh, I remember when I was in rehab, I had to have the doctor fill out some paperwork that, okay, it's okay for you to drive again, blah, 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 blah. And I remember they did that. And then they wound up, okay, well, when I first sent it in, now this was last year, when I first sent it in, oh, something's missing, you're going to have to resubmit it. The doctor forgot to put the date on there. They signed it but didn't put the date. So they had to resubmit it. And this, also the hospital had to give it okay that, you know, I was released from the hospital, blah, 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 blah. He's like, well, that's not anything that's showing here. It still shows your driver's license is canceled. I says, that doesn't make any sense. I says, I've driven around this neighborhood and this town loves to pull you over for silly things. Just, well, you were changing lanes and didn't put your turn signal on long enough. Okay, whatever. So I says, I've been pulled over at least 4 times in the last month. I've never had this before. None of them said, hey, you don't have a license. Why now? So that's the start of the story.
Yeah. Now, firstly, one thing you mentioned that you had your stuff memorized. Is it possible, did they reissue your license after the doctors supplied the note and all those things?
Yes.
Okay, well, the number probably changed.
Well, that's what I was wondering because...
Yeah, no, like, that's probably exactly what happened. The number changed. And so you gave him an old number, and it shows that you didn't have a driver's license.
Because and unfortunately, I have to reorganize my place because I know I got a notice that said your cancellation of your license has been canceled.
Yeah, yeah. So but what I'm saying is, you know what number you memorized. Look at your license now and see if that's the same number.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
In other words, take out your driver's license and see if it matches the number that you know.
Okay.
I'll wait.
Okay. Oh, you want me to do it now?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to know. Yeah, this is just too good. All right, we'll find out about Laura and, oh, man. Yeah, I've been pulled over 4 times this month. I'm surprised he didn't blanch at that. All right.
I know, and then I thought, okay, I'm going to avoid this town after dark because no other towns give me a problem, but this town, they just, and I knew what he was looking for. He's looking for drunk drivers.
Right.
And did I tell you, he asked me, he says, have you been drinking, man?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
No.
All right, so you got the license there. What's it say?
Okay, I'm getting to it.
All right.
Okay. Sorry, I'm a little delayed here.
Oh, sure, I understand that.
But it's like, you've got to be seriously kidding me. I didn't even think to look at it.
Yeah.
I hope it's a different number. Otherwise, I don't know what the...
Right, yeah. Otherwise, you're going to have to find a lot of other paperwork, yes.
All right, so I'm pulling out my information.
All right.
Okay. All righty, let me read it here. Where is it? Well, it looks the same.
Really?
It does.
Oh, well, then that's interesting. Yes, you've got a bigger problem.
Yes, that's the number I memorized. They says, oh, well, you're the paperwork that they sent in. I says, well, you answered this, but you didn't answer what happened when the doctor and the hospital sent the paperwork. Well, it wasn't something to do with the hospital.
wasn't valid or didn't go through or something. They're like, and why didn't they tell me this previously?
Right.
So that's one issue. So I spent time at the driver's place today. And yet, are you ready for the next part?
Well, no, let me ask you. Let's not move on. You spent time at the DMV. Did they straighten it out?
No, they looked at the record. They says, oh, well, it says that they didn't have anything that would put it through. What? According to them, whatever paperwork they got didn't validate.
Okay, so what they're saying is you don't have a driver's license.
Right.
Okay. So now, they probably told you what you have to do to get one.
Yes.
And what is that?
So the doctor has to fill out another form.
All right.
The doctor part of it.
All right.
It says, yes, you're able to drive. And I know they're just, all they have to do is do the same thing.
Right, of course.
Paperwork and change the date.
All right.
And then, okay, and we need you to go to the hospital and get your paperwork that says you were released, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Okay, that's weird because I am out of the hospital.
Well, regardless, so you can do this. Okay. Of course, you don't have a driver's license, so this is harder.
Yes.
But okay, so let's go on.
Yes. So then, like I said, it's after 3 o'clock in the morning.
How did you, so they tow your car. How did you get home?
Well, that's another thing. I says, okay, so my car... They're like, well, do you have anybody that come get your car? I'm like, at 3:30 in the morning? I don't think so.
Right.
If I call anybody that wants to tow my car at 3 to bring me at 3:30 in the morning, they're going to shoot me.
Right.
I don't know anybody I know that want to come out at that hour and pick me up. So I says, well, what do I do? So they decided, okay, well, we're going to have so-and-so tow your car, and that's usually about $500.
Oh, my God.
And I says, well, what do I do? How do I get home? Oh, well, the cop says, well, this is not that far. The cop says he'll drive me home. So mind you, now I've got my dog Cotton in the back of the car, with myself in the back of the cop car, and he drove us home.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And then get this. Now, mind you, at least my insurance company will cover my towing.
They will? Why?
Well, they should.
No, they should.
I don't know what...
By the way, no, they shouldn't. Your insurance company would cover your towing if there was an accident. They're not going to cover that. If they do, I'll be stunned. Let me know. I hope I'm wrong for your sake, but I can't imagine it.
Oh, I didn't think of that. And then, get this, the village that pulled me over, the police, and there's a $500 fee from us. So for this little fun incident, I owe $1,000.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
And then I had, like I said, and of course, thank goodness you've probably never ridden in the cop car unless you needed help. But it's like, they are like hard plastic. They don't even have cushions.
Oh, I'd assume. They figure whoever's in the back's going to be vomiting. No, I assume that they're...
Oh, yeah, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, right. No, okay. I assume that they're pretty much indestructible in the back. Not going to be comfortable, but indestructible. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's for sure.
Oh, man.
So
well, you know...
Now I have to get somebody I got to take Uber or somebody to drive me. Now I got to go to the doctor's office. Now I got to go to the hospital and then back to the DMV to get the paperwork.
Oh, God. But, you know, it is very interesting that four people pulled you over and they didn't notice this.
I know. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, what I assume is there's multiple databases. And in some of them it shows and in others it doesn't. But anyway, and that's kind of scary because you thought that this was taken care of. And what a way to find out. So, all right. So, did they give you a ticket on top of that?
Oh, well, that's the thing. Here's a ticket for changing lanes.
Okay.
Here's a ticket for driving without a license.
Okay.
And here's the ticket for no insurance because I didn't have my card with me.
Well, that they waive immediately when you show your card.
Yeah, so they said, as long as when you go to court you show it to them, they'll waive it off.
Exactly.
So I didn't even look at how much the tickets are, but once I owe $1,000, the tickets don't matter.
Well, it might, but, oh, man, what a story.
You know, and then what's where normally when I hear something like this, I think, well, you should have done this, this, this. But no, there was nothing you should have other than, you know, bring your driver's license. So there's nothing you should have done to prove because you believed your driver's license was reinstated. Now, I guess the word to the wise would be next time, don't take it on anybody's word. Go to the DMV whenever there's been any interruption and make sure that all's well.
Yes. Well, I'm going to look it up because my place is a little bit of an unorganized mess, but I swear I have a notice that they said the cancellation of my driver's license was wiped out and it's back. So that's why I've been driving. I mean, if it wasn't arrived, I wouldn't be driving.
If you can find that, you might have some recourse here.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what a story. Well, keep me posted. I want to know.
Well, hopefully that'll make everybody else's day better. They say, well, my day wasn't as bad as hers.
Exactly. I think you're right about that. All right. Thanks, Laura. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Raleigh. Have a good
night. All right. Oh, man. But I guess that's it. You check with the DMV or whatever to verify that the information they have is the information that was submitted. All right. Well, we'll get to Cindy here. And in fact, her request. Is it her? Yeah, I think it is her request. Coming up next on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Richie Valens. It was a B-side. It was a throwaway record. They never expected it would hear the light of day, so to speak. The A-side was Donna, which was kind of a ballad to his girlfriend. But of course, La Bamba became the hit in 1958 on Delphi, and that was Bob Keane's label. All right, so we will get to Cindy, but Carol in Chicago wants to weigh in on Linda's dilemma. All right, so Carol.
Hello there. There's no way I could end it. But I'm thinking what you guys were talking about where the other officers looked at her license and handed it back to her. She handed them a license.
Oh, right.
They probably... What?
Yeah, I was saying right. Absolutely. So you're thinking...
Oh,
that,
yeah.
So I
thought you said wait.
No,
I'm
no.
so sorry.
No, I said right.
So I'm thinking they glanced at it and handed it right back to her because the picture matched or whatever, and they didn't glance at all that other fine print, let's say.
I think you're onto something.
And because she then had to recite her name, her number, they typed it into that little cute computer they have in their car, and boom. Everything popped up.
I think you're on to something. You're right. They're supposed to, of course, no matter what, put it in the computer. But I'll bet you the other guys looked at it and said, looks legit, the hell with it.
And she was a little, older, not young, and blah, blah, blah. And off, off she went, and off they went to go try to nab the next
I think you're right, Carol. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Makes all the sense in the world. Yeah.
I mean, God bless the poor thing. There's nothing more. I can't imagine it. But
I know. I guess the takeaway is don't believe it when somebody says it's taken care of. Go to the DMV or whatever the entity is and prove it to yourself.
Well, that's so true because everything I've had from the DMV has been a piece of paper. I've never been hospitalized and had to get reinstated through a doctor's report.
Right,
Right.
So I'm sure that takes different avenues. But I'm always, the last few years since COVID, I've been able to do it online.
Yeah, that's
so
nice.
Nobody, isn't it marvelous?
Yes.
Nobody looks at me. Nobody sees me. My weight doesn't change. My hair color didn't change. Other than, you know,
right.
a little number for the age. But everything else looks marvelous.
Yeah. No, that's... Yeah.
I wonder, when I pass that to the officer yeah. someday, he might be taking a second look.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I have that passport card for identification. And, of course, you can supply your own picture. And the passport was about 10 years old. And literally, we're in a furniture store, and the guy looks at the passport and looks at me, and he says, "What happened?" And I just looked at him and said, "I got old," you know.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah. you know, I kind of wonder about that. I'm like, yeah. Well, nothing else here has changed. This could yeah. be a little dangerous.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I just thought I'd pass that on and see where the poor gal ends up.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. So thanks for clearing up the mystery.
All right, my dear. Have a great rest of your evening.
Thanks, Carol. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, yeah, that's it. That's absolutely it, don't you think? I'm buying it. All right, so let's see what Cindy should get last couple minutes here, and that's what we got. So, Cindy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, I'll talk to you about what I read about the human race going blind tomorrow.
The whole human race?
Well, no, my geography, I asked my geography teacher about that, and he says there's been whole books written about it.
Okay. I'll be prepared then.
But then, anyhow, you know I'm an accountant, and now I live in the city of Chicago, and I called the head reference librarian and got City Hall's phone number. And I'm an accountant. And when sometimes I talk to people about money, I swear like a sailor.
Okay.
But then anyhow, so I swore like a sailor over their budget problems because last year they got a $1 billion property tax raise.
Wow.
And all these problems with housing, it just brought up something I see once in a while on TV. These lovely women of color on the South Side, they probably are nurses, educated nurses, and all of this and that. And they got to live in these buildings that are infested with bed bugs, rats.
All right, you've ended the night. So we'll talk about this tomorrow if it's not political. It can't be important. So think about it, and we'll talk to you then. All right, appreciate it. And apologies to Ruth. We didn't get back to you, but that pretty much is a wrap. We thank both Dan and now Adam for keeping us on the air. We thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. That's what makes the show a pleasure to do. So I hope you'll do it again tomorrow night right here, 21 hours from now on WGN Radio.